Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My beloved Boston Bruins are now 13-0 at home, Shime. And tomorrow it is Bruins Thursday. And Mike Milbury will join us, as he always does, at 8:20 on tomorrow's show. And I have Bruins tickets, which I could keep, but I'm going to give them to you. And we will do that tomorrow at exactly 9 o'clock on this show. So win your way in to see the streaking Boston Bruins on tomorrow's show if you're listening at 9. Also, tomorrow we begin the 12 days of Twitchmas, and that starts at 8:45 on tomorrow's show.
Selfless of you to give away those Bruins tickets. Well, those probably put you back a few bucks.
That's what I do, is I do everything for the people. That's one of my things.
Trickle the kids.
By the way, in the running for text of the day, I know it's early, but the text that Courtney just got from Santo.
Oh, no.
Do you want to share that with the rest of us?
Shime. Santo does love you, but this was a very funny text. You know how I know Shime is the Idaho murderer? He puts tinsel on his Christmas tree.
Puts tinsel on his Christmas tree. Yeah, you're right. Serial killer. Nobody puts tinsel on their Christmas trees anymore.
Shime, on which I put it on.
It's like, were you brought up in the 50s?
Yeah, but you
don't like tinsel?
No, it's the hardest thing to clean up. It's like you're just throwing things around your apartment or house.
You can get the one that wraps around the tree.
I hang tinsel on my tree. I got a little tinsel on the mantle over the fireplace.
Yep. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
It looks good.
No, it doesn't. It gets all
do
on
you
the
do TV
floor
dinners,
there.
Too?
What about Henry? Like, are you worried about Henry eating it?
Henry doesn't do that.
Huh?
Henry doesn't do that.
Henry
do
is such a good boy.
He's the best.
Do you listen to stories on the radio?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the text of the day was a real text of the show.
What?
What we talked about during the break. Friday.
Yes. Brilliant idea from a texter when it comes to helping the marvelous woman from Bill Ricka, Christine Whitehouse. Texter suggested that is what we do on Blue Collar Friday this Friday, and Curtis goes out and takes care of her lawn.
I love that.
I would be thrilled. I would love to do it. I love a good leaf blower. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And I can't guarantee success, but my goal will be to find out the gentleman who complained and place all the leaves on his car.
Hi, yes. This is Edith, and I'm concerned about using leaf blowers.
At this time.
I'll give Curtis a rake.
Yeah, I bet that it was a woman who wrote the letter.
No.
Yeah, I could see that.
You think it was?
Yeah.
Because a dude probably doesn't really care about leaves. Like, a guy's not tripping about that.
Yeah.
But of course, it's an anonymous note. Like, you want to be a Karen? Have the balls to put your name on the note that you're leaving in a disabled woman's mailbox, you coward. Like, if you missed my lead, there's a woman in Billerica, and she got a note in her mailbox that said, clean up your yard. Clean up your yard leaves. They blow all around. Rather than help the poor woman, they leave a note. And unfortunately, she, as one would, got a ton of anxiety and stress over it because she can't clean up her own yard.
If you are taking the time to write any type of anonymous note and either placing it in a mailbox or on someone's car, you are a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest loser of all time. I got a note on my car once. Mm-hmm. I was at Bruins practice, actually. And somebody, which I think was a member of the media. Mm-hmm. Left,
Jack Edwards?
No.
Oh.
Left a note on my car saying your parking is just as bad as your reporting.
Oh, wow.
And the producer I was working with that day was so angry. Uh-huh. We went back to Warrior and they asked for security footage to try to find the person. And I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
That's somebody
who
has an issue with you.
Who do you think it was?
Wow.
It's somebody who doesn't work in the market anymore. Oh. But it was a female.
A female who didn't work in the market anymore.
Doesn't, yeah.
Cat fight.
Mm.
Wow. That's somebody who definitely had an issue with you.
Yeah.
This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
Hillman.
What's up, Joe?
Shime, I'm going to defend you. Santos calling you out, right?
Yeah.
Isn't this the guy that keeps crying because they're going to get a dog? I mean, what kind of man? What kind of man cries because they're getting a dog?
Great point.
Really?
Great point.
Come on now.
The one that has a heart.
What do you mean cry for a dog?
He's excited.
Santo cried when he found out that they were getting their dog.
I mean, he really? Wasn't like weeping. He just had tears
come on,
in his eyes.
Sandro.
I know, Sandro.
Really? Crying over a dog?
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. So it makes me wonder one day when we have children what he'll be like, and it brings a tear to my eye.
Also, and I don't know if we have time for this, but is it an odd move to name your dog before you get your dog?
No.
No. Yeah, I mean, so. we had James's name before he was born.
Yeah.
That's a human being.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
If you know what the name you want for your dog.
They're naming their dog Harry.
Yes.
After Harry Potter.
Correct. Because there's a lot of great Harrys out there.
He's making fun of me for tinsel.
Harry!
I picked the name. Thank you. We have a Harry Potter.
Right.
We have Prince Harry.
Right.
We have Harry Styles. There's a million ways you could go with this.
Harry from Dumb and Dumber, one of my favorite characters.
Six months, it'd be like, God damn, Harry, let's get rid of this MF and dog.
No. I thought it was Nikhil Harry.
Oh, that too? That was great point.
Don't drop him.
Make sure you pick up the poop.
Yeah. All right, so you can name your dog before you get your dog and know what your dog is like.
All right, I'll go with Harry. Mm-hmm. After Harry Potter. All right. Yeah. Cool.
Jeez, Eamon's in the Twitch chat ripping Santo.
Really?
Eamon?
What did he say?
Crying before you even get the dog emoji something.
All right, Eamon.
That'd be a low W.
I'll go to battle with you any day. Nice to see that Greg employed him. He seems to be working for the NFT project. Yeah. Saw his video in the email that was sent out.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's allowed to have a couple jobs, isn't he?
Yeah, multiple jobs, man. Just don't cry over any.
What's his name? Sandro. I'm going to have to talk to him.
Santo texts me. I don't care what Ty Law calls me as long as he knows I exist.
True.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Courtney, I know who left that note in your car.
Who?
It was Sophie.
No. No. Pre-Sophie times.
She didn't like the Mac. Mac was getting booed.
You should have seen Sophie's post on IG this morning. Oh.
One day I'll get the unblock.
Oh, God.
All right. Coming up, they said it, and it turns out one NFL superstar is a conspiracy theorist. So we'll get to that and other things during They Said It in a few moments. But here is Courtney and what is trending.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Hudson Lumber. The Bruins 3-1 over the Lightning last night. Taylor Hall had 2 goals in the win, bringing him to 38 goals and 90 points in his 119 games with the Bees. Wiggy, you brought up the last trending that Hall's now on the third line. He was asked after the win whether he takes that move as a demotion.
I think it's whatever's best for the team, and you come into the year, you think you're going to be on, you know, one line and you're going to have a lot of success, and it just, sometimes things work out, sometimes things don't, but for our team, what are we, 19-3 or whatever it is, so wherever you're slotted, you got to make the best of your ice time, and Charlie Coyle as a third line center, that's one of the best third line centers in the whole league, so I don't take it as a demotion, I take it as do the best with, you know, what you can with the ice time you're given and the opportunity you're given. And I think we could be a really good line.
And it certainly is.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get production out of your third line and Taylor Hall is, you know, obviously Mike Milbury talks about the skill set he has. So if you can get production out of your third line, you already know your first and second line, you're getting it.
But how many can they reel off straight at home? Can they get to 20?
I think Monday is going to be a tough one for
them.
Saturday and Monday are going to be
They're already at 20 when you go back to last year.
Yep.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, if you include 7 at the end of the season at home last year, then you're
I don't really think you include that, though.
You can't include that.
If they beat Colorado, Vegas back-to-back at home, they're not going to lose at home the rest of the year. It's just that they're going to go.
Don't say it.
It's going to be hard the next 2 weeks, though, because it's going to be one-on, one-off, one-on, one-off. So they're going to be all over the place traveling and at home. They are off till Saturday now. The Celtics take the court tonight, welcoming the Heat to the TD Garden. Tip at 7:30. We've got Jaylen Brown listed as questionable with that neck stiffness that kept him out of the last game. And the U.S. moves on, taking down Iran 1-0, a dicey one after Christian Pulisic scored that game winner right before halftime. He collided with Iran's keeper. He didn't return to play. It was said he was dealing with pelvic contusion and was day-to-day, but he took to Snapchat, said he will be good to go for Saturday. That's when the U.S. takes on the Netherlands at 10 a.m.
Greg's known to give some pelvic contusions
before.
You're
right about that, Wiggy.
Way to go, Sean.
I got you, that
Wiggs.
Was good.
Thank you, Wiggs.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Wiggs.
Gosh.
Contractors, Hudson Lumber has everything you need to make your next project a success with a full line of building materials, including Trex decking.
Why would you give a pelvic contusion?
Why would you want to give one?
That seems hurtful.
Well, sometimes you can't control yourself.
Don't stop him. He's on a roll. Don't stop him.
Hudson Lumber has what you need. Visit Hudson Lumber today, 261 Lowell Road, Hudson, New Hampshire. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney, 43 degrees and cloudy outside, a rainy afternoon high approaching 60.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.